Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're asking, why are they terraforming the planet? That's correct. Why are they terraforming the planet? It seems like from mosquitoes to wolves to spraying salt crystals in the sky, the powers that be are busy doing everything they can to turn this planet upside down and in the long run, remove us from it. Now, this may seem a little too crazy for some people. We have to ask, what's the connection? And what's the connection with UFOs? While the government is busy denying that UFOs exist, while we have reports of abductees telling us that they've been on board these craft and that they're being told that the end goal is to interbreed with humans and to walk among us, I'm beginning to wonder if it's not to walk on top of us. We're finding out all of this stuff that's happening, that it appears as though the government is actually in collusion with these things to change our planet and to change it for the worst. And I think changing our planet may involve having a planet without people. That's what it seems like. They've talked about this, you know, at the WEF and multiple government stages where they'd like to reduce the population by 80, 90%. We had the Georgia Guidestones even torn down here a couple years ago. Seems funny they haven't found the person that did that yet, but that was a big part of that whole thing, you know, reduce the population and then, you know, kumbaya. Now, somebody asked me, I'd mentioned about the wolves, how much bigger they are today, and it's really hard to find stuff about this online. Clearly, it's being scrubbed. I can tell you, I know this much for fact. I know that in Idaho, I've talked to people that are no sheep farmers out there. Normally, they use these Great Pyrenees dogs or big dogs. They put like a big leather collar on them with spikes, and they turn them loose with the sheep out there, you know, in the wilderness, basically to protect them from the wolves. I've been told that these dogs are no longer big enough on average, and these are big dogs. I don't know, probably 200 pounds or like those big, beautiful white dogs, like the size of a St. Bernard or something. They're real cool. Now I guess they're breeding them with these mastiffs. They need to be bigger and more aggressive in order to fight the wolves. Now, it's funny. If you type in world record wolf or largest wolf, you'll just get so much nonsense on there. It's clearly they're lying about the size of these wolves. They will tell you that, a lot of them will tell you the previous records, 175 pounds. Well, I don't know. I was in Alaska over 30 years ago, went to a little museum up there, and there was a wolf up there that they said weighed 189 pounds, and it was enormous. I would not have wanted to come across him alone on the trail somewhere. But I found this article here from The Great White Hunter. It's a blog, and it says here, thanks to Ruland for the foreword, this giant wolf was apparently harvested in Canada. Read the story below. It says Drayton Valley wolf, 230 pounds, record smasher. And I'm going to tell you something. This wolf is gigantic. You can see the guy picking it up here. It's just enormous. I mean, these things are getting so big. Here is the text of the email. This wolf was recently shot in Drayton Valley, Alberta, which is near Edmonton. The wolf weighed over 230 pounds, smashing the previous record of 175 pounds. Wouldn't want to run into this puppy in the woods. Apparently, a bear hunter witnessed this wolf chase off a big black bear at his baiting station. Some additional research indicates this wolf was actually harvested, though it may have actually weighed 200 pounds. Yeah, I don't believe it. And additional notes, record books are based on skulls, not weights per se, so it is a bit unclear if it is actually a world record. Yeah, so what you see what they're doing there. They're doing everything under power. Guy brings in a 230-pound wolf and says, hey, got this wolf. And they say, well, we'll be the judge of that. And we're not going to base the size of your wolf on how much it weighs. We're going to tell you how big it is by the size of the skull. And we could probably jigger those facts around however we want. Look, something strange is going on here. And there is a collusion underfoot. I read an article a few years ago about, you know, the government has different breeding programs and sites where they grow these things at. And the ones that I remember first being sent out west were being raised in Minnesota. And they talked then about, that was under the Obama administration. And they talked then about them being some type of a hybrid where they're much larger than a normal wolf. You can't put anything past these people. They'll take something like the whole wolf thing, and a person that lives in the city that doesn't have to deal with them might say, well, that sounds romantic. It's you know, they were here, blah, blah, blah. We live in a different world today. We've already terraformed our planet. I mean, we don't have, hundreds of miles of open prairie like we did before. We have farms. We don't have a population subsisting off of wildlife consumption. And you know what grew naturally, as we did when the Americans, natives lived here. Today we have intensive agriculture, and that's what it takes to feed 300 or 400 million people in this country, not to mention all the ones across the world. So this whole idea that they're going to be able to release these four-legged 230-pound chainsaws and turn them loose across the West is not something that's going to help us. And if it's not going to help us, then you have to ask why were they doing it. There's a lot of talk out there about the rewilding of America. I remember Tom Vilsack, governor of Iowa, was confronted by people in his own state back during the Obama administration when they confronted him about a government plan to plant pine trees in Illinois and Iowa and through the Midwest where some of the richest farmland was at. He pretended not to know that was what was going on until one of the farmers there brought the papers with him, brought the receipts, and then it seemed like the whole thing just disappeared. I did know a farmer at the time, it's been, 20 years ago, who told me straight up he had two people came to him and wanted to offer him large amounts of money to put his money, to put his 500 acres of black dirt into some kind of a set-aside program where they'd plant trees. He thought that idea was nuts, and he would rather just hang on to the land himself. So there's all kinds of sneaky, underhanded stuff going on behind your back all the time. And if people want to make comments that I'm a conspiracy theorist, go ahead. I embrace that. The fact is, it's not just the men in black that are investigating these UFOs and harassing people and intimidating people and involved in all kinds of underhanded stuff. You've got black federal trucks all over the place. It's almost like it's an us against them thing. You really wonder what they've got cooked up next. If it's not some kind of a deadly virus that supposedly came out of a lab in China, it's a 230-pound wolf that you have to look out for if you happen to be camping in the woods. Now, these things, these wolves, they are a serious problem, and they will terraform the planet at some point in some way. If you see this article from idrange.org, it starts off, it says, it's got a little video here you can watch. I'll put these links at the Ko-Fi and the Buy Me, I'll put these links at the Ko-Fi and the Locals website. This article is by Steve Steuberger, Council, Idaho. It says, more than 20 years after wolves were reintroduced in Idaho, Idaho ranchers have been surprised to experience a host of issues related to wolves killing or stressing livestock that no one expected or had heard about before. Direct predation of livestock was expected to occur, although not at levels seen today. As wolf populations increase statewide, the scale of livestock depredation has steadily increased, and it's become a chronic issue in 8 Idaho counties. But no one knew, for instance, that range cattle spooked by wolves would attack herding dogs, an essential tool that's been used for more than 100 years to herd livestock. I don't know, how hard would that be to not know that? We understand a lot about psychology and animal psychology. We understand that behavior is affected through shaping. You don't have to get the person or the animal to do the exact thing you want on the first try. You can shape their behavior by generalizing, and that would be one way to do it, to make cattle afraid of dogs, because dogs look like wolves, but they're just a lot smaller. And the cow's not intelligent enough to tell the difference. So you take a couple calves by predation with these four-legged chainsaws, and guess what? That cow's not so anxious to be around the wolf anymore. Its flight response is not subdued. Its flight response is now in full mode. With all the resources that the government has at its disposal, do you think that they didn't know that? I don't give them plausible deniability here. It goes on and says, what now happens is you send your dog into a meadow after cows have been tormented daily by wolves. The cattle will come at your dog, run at your dog, and try to kill your dog, says Robin Brown, owner of Broken Circle Border Collie near Council. They will actually rear up like a stallion with their front legs, stomp, stomp, and try to pin the dog down so they can protect their babies from the wolves. Robin Brown is a professional dog trainer. Raising quality herding dogs is her profession. She has seen firsthand how wolves can change the dynamic between herding dogs and cattle. Ranchers pay good money for trained herding dogs, often more than $5,000 per dog. Once cattle have been spooked, by wolves repeatedly, a rancher can't use her dogs to herd cattle, she says, so it becomes near impossible. It doesn't matter if you have 2 dogs or 5 dogs or 7 dogs, you're never going to move that cow again with a dog because she thinks the dog is going to kill her, she says. So that is how everything has changed. You have to work a lot more hours, more days to get the cows out of places. The dogs are essential. The range riders for Ox Ranch Northwest Council have experienced the same issue. It's all related to livestock getting spooked by wolves during wolf attacks and the stress-related impacts that occurs afterwards. And then the article goes on. You can read the rest of it there. Look, they're terraforming the planet. They're trying to put the planet in a different state, a state without people. And why are they trying to do that? You know, we have to ask ourselves, what is going on here? I'll finish up here. This article is from KSL.com. They're talking about wolves. Well, you can go through the article. It's quite a long article where they defend the whole thing. But they have to admit that the wolves that they're finding today are bigger. Well, the wolves are bigger for a reason. They didn't just happen to be that way. But they claim, well, they're 5 to 6% larger. Well, a 230-pound wolf compared to a 170-pound wolf doesn't seem quite the same as me. Now, I want to move on here to another front on the terraforming going on, where our planet seems to be all, you know, in the midst of being altered forever by these people who tell us that they're the authorities, that they're the scientists, that we should follow them. I don't agree. This article is from TheGuardian.com. It says, it's a couple years old. It says, U.S. poised to release 2.4 billion genetically modified male mosquitoes to battle deadly disease. Now, these idiots have got the idea that if they just eliminate mosquitoes worldwide, they can save all these people from malaria. I don't know. Have they ever looked at a diagram of the food chain? Mosquitoes are at the bottom. They feed all kinds of critters, some critters of which we depend on, but they don't care. They claim that they're doing this for our own good, but how could they actually be that stupid? They made it through college. They got science degrees. I have to think that they're doing this stuff intentionally. I cannot give these people plausible deniability. It doesn't make sense. They say the future isn't female, at least not for the invasive Aedes aegypti. The altered males are injured to produce only male offspring. Now, this is the little scam part of this article. They're claiming that, well, these mosquitoes came from Egypt, and so therefore we're just eliminating it. And an invasive species, and that's okay. I bring this article up to you because this is the parallel narrative of what's actually going on. While you have the government doing this, supposedly, and we don't know what they're actually doing. Have we seen the genetic results from these mosquitoes? Well, they're doing this. So it's a parallel narrative right from the beginning. You take an insect that's at the bottom of the food chain, which thousands of species depend upon for food as you go up that pyramid. And you create a parallel narrative. The one narrative says, well, we're just getting rid of an invasive species and these mosquitoes are bad. That might be true. But at the same time, you have other factions who are bragging about releasing mosquitoes for the sake of reducing mosquito population to zero. So this is a constant thing that these people do. They do the really bad thing, and they create a parallel narrative to cover up that thing. They're seeding confusion from the start. The same thing that we see them do with these UFO sightings, like the UFOs that were shot down up in Alaska, Yukon, and Lake Huron. You have the actual UFO being shot down, which we're never allowed to see the video of. They cover that all up, news blackout. And at the same time, they create a parallel narrative about the weather balloons, or hobby balloons, or whatever. And 80% of the population just wants to believe the government. They want to go back to sleep. They don't want to be bothered. So they follow that. Every one of these stories, even in the wolves, you know, early out, articles came out describing how these things were raised in, you know, basically they're lab-grown wolves. They're selectively inbred. Who knows what's been done to them? You know, normal wolf weighing 150 pounds. These things coming out weighing 230 or more pounds. More aggressive, more dangerous. That's the true part of the narrative. And then the false part of the narrative is, oh, no, that's not true. Their weight's only up 6%. Don't believe your lying eyes. That's a conspiracy theory. Meanwhile, we're hearing reports from out west that the wolves are predating the cattle to a point where they can no longer use a sheepdog. So you see in both these cases what's happening. It's the planet being terraformed, you're bringing in animals that were bigger and more aggressive than any that ever that have been around since mankind, or you're trying to eliminate basic foundational species, even though they're mosquitoes and they cause a lot of problems. They still are a foundational species that lots of other things creatures depend on. You're trying to affect nature that way, and it doesn't matter. And it doesn't seem to matter what they're doing. In the end, it all has extremely negative impacts on human populations. And I think that we're just seeing the very, very beginning of it right now. Now, I want to take a look at something else here. This gets into some really bad stuff, I think. This recent geoengineering test, this has really come under the radar. I first heard about it when I was listening to Jason Goodman on Crowdsource the Truth on his YouTube channel, or his Odyssey channel. And these suckers won't give up, I'll tell you. Now, you can send me all of the bad email and the insults and the craziness you want about global warming. It's so insidious. I'm not even sure how many of the baddie comments I'll produce, because the people that want to criticize you about this, they always want to curse at you, and I can't have that on the comment stream. But this idea that the planet's warming up, just do 10 minutes of research. And with an open mind, and you'll see that this is nothing more than another scare tactic. The Hegelian dialectic, that's where problem, reaction, solution. So they create a problem. Oh my, the planet's getting so hot, we're not going to be able to live here. Well, we got to instill panic in people. And solution, well, carbon credits, give us money. And how about we cool the planet down? Now, you have to ask yourself, can these people be so stupid? Could they have been so stupid to actually believe that a mass that had 10 micron holes in it could keep out a virus that was only 1 micron across? Those masks were to induce fear. And when you had the reaction of fear, you had the solution of, here, put this in your body and we'll make $2 trillion. But they had to create that fear narrative. Same with this stuff. We have to take a hot day out and say, wow, boy, record temperatures, even when they aren't record temperatures, create fear in this really mindless population. And the reaction can be, well, give us money. But another reaction that's going on is a little more frightening, and that is these idiots trying to cool the planet, seeding these clouds so they reflect sunlight, taking this huge step to affect the temperature of the Earth. An organism, a machine, so fine-tuned as the Earth, with so many connections that you couldn't possibly even understand it without multiple supercomputers. I mean, think about the butterfly effect. You know, the idea that that tiny change somewhere can end up in a massive reaction somewhere else. It's as if this planet is just a collection of domino rows going everywhere. You hit the wrong domino, who knows what disaster it leads to. So this is what we're dealing with, this very unstable system that's been in sync, in perfect sync now for all these years, doing its own thing. And then these arrogant, wicked people come along and decide they're going to change something that God created. Very scary stuff. It's your life they're toying with. And you have to ask yourself, why are they doing it? Who are they terraforming it for? Who are they cooling the planet for? Who are they trying to erase mankind off the earth for? Who are they in collusion with? Who are they in collusion with? Maybe it makes a lot more sense now that we can't get any answers on these cattle mutilations or abductions or UFO sightings, and why we're constantly being bombarded with the lies of the debunkers. Now, we go to this article here, Scientific American, dated April 4th, 2024. Geoengineering test quietly launches salt crystals into the atmosphere. A solar engineering experiment in San Francisco could lead to brighter clouds that reflect sunlight. The risks are numerous, by Corbin Heyer and EF News. A city where they're shutting down stores and trying to order people to keep stores open because the crime is so high. A city with all these problems, and now they have time to try to terrorize the planet. That's what this is. This is eco-terrorism. It says Climate Wire, the nation's first outdoor test to limit global warming by increasing cloud cover, launched Tuesday from the deck of a decommissioned aircraft carrier in the San Francisco Bay. So that tells you right there, your government's in on it with them. The experiment, which organizers didn't widely announce to avoid public backlash, marks the acceleration of a contentious field of research known as solar radiation modification. The concept involves shooting substances such as aerosols into the sky to reflect sunlight away from Earth. Now, these scumbags think that they have the right to affect the temperature for the entire planet. You know, you've got people you've got people in sub-Saharan Africa through South Asia. I mean, they don't have winter coats. They depend upon a warm climate. And so you're telling them, well, too bad for you, pal. The move led by researchers at the University of Washington has renewed questions about how effectively and ethically to study promising climate technologies that could also harm communities and ecosystems in unexpected ways. The experiment is spraying microscopic salt particles into the air, and the secrecy surrounding its timing caught even more experts off guard. They're absolute sociopaths and psychopaths is what I think. Since this experiment was kept under wraps until the test started, we are eager to see how public engagement is being planned and who will be involved, said Suchi Taliti, the executive director of the Alliance for Just Deliberation on Solar Engineering, a nonprofit that seeks to include developing countries in decisions about solar modification, also known as geoengineering. She is not involved in the experiment and only learned about it after being contacted by a reporter. So they just assume, yep, global warming's real. If you disagree, that's just too bad. Show us the data. A completely not transparent movement here, doing all the stuff behind our back. You know, wickedness is done in darkness. If they were doing something for our own good, they wouldn't be hiding it. They would be bragging about it. The Coastal Atmospheric Aerosol Research and Engagement, or CARE. Oh, don't you like how they use those words? CARE, because they care about you, is using a spatially built sprayer to shoot trillions of sea salt particles into the sky in an effort to increase the density and reflective capacity of marine clouds. The experiment is taking place when conditions permit atop a USS Hornet Air and Space Museum in Alameda, California, and will run through the end of May, according to a weather modification form the team filed with federal regulators. The project comes as a global heat continues to obliterate monthly and yearly temperature records amid growing interest in solar radiation modification. Lies upon lies upon lies. What are you going to do with all the solar farms that you put out there if you cut back the solar radiation? Thought about that, smart boys? It goes on and says, solar radiation modification is controversial because widespread use of technologies like marine cloud brightening could alter weather patterns in unclear ways and potentially limit the productivity of fisheries and farms. It wouldn't address the main concern of cause of climate change, the use of fossil fuels, and could lead to a catastrophic spike in global temperatures if major geoengineering activities were discontinued before greenhouse gases decreased at manageable levels. So you see how this article, even after they tell you, hey, we poisoned you, even after they tell you that, they want to fill the conclusion of the article with lies, false data. They want to scare you. They want you to be in a constant state of confusion and fear. That's why they keep saying, well, if they knew about UFOs, they'd all panic. That's how they view you, as panicked animals. And the quicker that we're done with them, the better. That is the thinking at the top of a lot of these really horrible NGOs, these awful nonprofits, they call them. Meanwhile, people are making all kinds of money off of them. Their idea is to stampede you like scared cattle and eventually run you off the cliff. That's what I see. So there you have just three examples. We're going to turn loose these 230-pound wolves, these four-legged chainsaws, to just wreak havoc on the farmers and the cattle and the wildlife out there. There'll be no place to run for the plebes. They'll try to flee into the state parks and the federal parks, and we'll have them so full of these killer wolves, they won't even be safe to camp there. They'll be terrorized, like something out of the Book of Revelations or something. And then we'll release mosquitoes. We'll just completely turn the entire world food chain upside down. It'll get to the point where there'll be no animals to hunt because we'll just completely disrupt the food chain. If they want to eat, they have to come to us. Let them eat bugs. And if that's not enough, we're going to release these microscopic salt crystals into the air, and we're going to put the sun back on the sun and let these poor, stupid humans suffer here in the twilight, the darkness, and the cold because, you know, we've got global warming to deal with. Can you see through the lies? Can you open your eyes long enough to see through the lies? Everything they're saying violates common sense. That's your common sense speaking to you. And we have to ask ourselves, who were they doing this for? If they were just doing it for themselves, they'd be going down with the rest of us. If they were just releasing these terrible viruses that we hear every week about, oh, another flu came out, oh, bird flu's out, oh, cattle flu's out, oh, we've got a flu from Wuhan, we've got a flu from this place. Meanwhile, we find out that our own government's spending hundreds of millions of dollars to back engineer these horrible, deadly disease viruses to see if they can make them more deadly, to see if they can make the smallpox virus have, say, 100% kill rate instead of an 80 or 90% kill rate. Man, you have to be completely asleep or dense not to see what's happening here. We have elements within our own power structures conspiring against us to terraform this planet in ways that will wipe us out, my opinion. But why? Who are they collaborating with? What entities are they collaborating with? We just have Avi Loeb come out and say, yeah, I think these things are interdimensional. We have to ask ourselves, where are the which team are they on? It doesn't appear that they're on our team every way you turn. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.